Let's say hello and good morning to Denise Lockwood of Racine County Eye. Good morning once again.
Good morning.
Now, the reason we're talking to Denise, we ran out of time the other day to talk about the podcast you have coming up at Racine County Eye. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, so it's called Aging Well. And basically, we're working on the premise that everybody needs to age well, correct?
Tell me about it.
Because we want to age well. We want a full and prosperous life. And so one of the things that I wanted to do, specifically because there's a lot of uncertainty and misinformation around health and wellness, I wanted to make sure we have the highest and best information accessible to everybody. So we're starting a podcast starting October 15th. And it's called Aging Well. And my first series is going to be around like aging it in home. And if you're a person of a certain age that needs a little more help than others, then we need to connect you with different types of resources. So we're going to be working on that. And I talked to Ivan Paez, who's with a company called Senior Helpers. And he talks a lot about like having those tough conversations with mom and pops or aunties and uncles, or, you know, even having sisters and brothers. You know, sometimes your family is a different type of family these days. And so at the end of the day, we want to make sure that our people have the highest and best information, because there's a lot of changes coming up, right? So like just one example is Ascension and United Healthcare are negotiating their contract. And if they don't meet it by the end of today, there were letters that were sent out to folks that are Ascension folks, and they were told that if this contract doesn't get resolved, they are no longer in network for their care. So those are some of the things that I want to make sure people know about.
Yeah. Also, there's an expo coming up, a physical expo.
Yep. Actually, it is also called Aging Well. We weren't very creative in naming it. So that is for tomorrow from 2 to 6 p.m. Feel free to bring whomever you want. We really would love to see you. We've got a lot of different types of folks, from Vita Hearing to Senior Helpers is going to be there. United Healthcare is going to be there. And, you know, we've got just a lot of really great human beings that want to support people in their process of aging, because we all age, obviously.
And oh, yeah.
Fountain Hall in Sturdivant.
You know how I can tell I'm aging? And I said to my friend the other day, it was over, when you get up out of a chair, there's got to be a noise. Ugh!
That was me last night. I spent hours moving from the old office to the new office yesterday. And I got home and a friend of mine came for a visit. And I'm like, oof, my body is talking a very different language to me right now.
And I'm telling you, I saw the pictures on Facebook. The digs look really nice over there.
Thank you. Thank you. I am so excited. We're moving to Bell City Square, which is the old Horlick Malted Milk Factory. And we couldn't be more excited. So we're located now, as of tomorrow, we'll be fully functional. 1926 Albert Street is right next to the Inclusive Bean Coffee Shop, which if you haven't been to the Inclusive Bean, it's such an amazing place. You really know, great community there.
I love these old buildings being repurposed, like the old Von Schrader factory on 16th Street. If you go in there now, there's artists in there, stores in there. It's the old factory, but it's all repurposed. And I love when you go into one of those type buildings like Von Schrader's and also the Horlick Malted Milk Factory. I was there before. I had there was another business there we had to go to. But yeah, it's they're repurposing them and it looks great. Now you have to be on the search for where the hidden malted milk balls are, I'm sure.
I might have those. I might be meeting with a candy maker today.
They're hidden somewhere in the floorboards. You got to find them for cash and prizes. Okay, now you have some other podcasts coming up too.
We do. So the whole purpose of Racine County Eye moving to the new space is twofold. One, we wanted to have more of a newsroom because, quite frankly, it was just me and a couple of other people before. Now we have six people on staff. We want to grow our news organization. But the other half of the space is going to be a community newsmaker space. And we're starting a podcast called Made in Racine. And it's really just that fun, civic and pride kind of focus, where we focus on all of the things that were the people made here, the things made here, the processes, the quirky stuff, right? You know, so like, did you know that you know how the candy cane has a crook in it?
I know this story, but go ahead and tell people. I know why it's there.
And the machine that was invented to make that crook, the candy crook, was made in Racine. And so I got to thinking, you know what? We've got a lot of heavy news that we're throwing at people, right? And I want to make sure that we lighten it up a little bit and have more of a sense of community pride. And I'm so excited. So the first one is a little quirkier than most. Because it's October, it's Haunted Racine, right? So we're talking to the folks from the old Masonic Temple, which has some really fun stories. We've got a paranormal investigator who's been in quite a few older buildings in Racine. And we're going to talk about some of just the fun stories. So we're having the podcast, and we're taping it live. And it's going to be a really fun night, a lot of trivia, a lot of really fun food, and we've got some beverages. I've got Tony Begonia from Uncorked that's going to come and sling some drinks a little bit. We're just going to have a really fun time.
Now, where do you find the podcast? Anywhere you get your podcasts? How does that work?
So it'll be on Apple News and Spotify, and we're going to be posting it on the Racine County Eye Facebook page, and it'll also be on the RacineCountyEye.com website as well.
Wow. Okay.
And YouTube.
This sounds fantastic, and you're moving and grooving, and you got your new digs, and you feel better, right? You were not feeling too well the last week or two, but you're feeling all better. Mom and Dad are doing
it.
Mom
and Dad. Amazing. Yeah. No, other than the body talking to me about doing too much moving yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. I am so excited about connecting with the community in a variety of different ways, that this space is going to be exactly what we want to do to fulfill our mission, which is to have solutions-based journalism and be a community connector, right?
Excellent. That's what it's about.
It is.
All right. Denise Lockwood, founder of Racine County Eye, also moves boxes and chairs around the office, desks, and everything else. And she's all in charge of that. And the podcasts are coming up wherever you get your podcasts. That'll be great. Also at RacineCountyEye.com. Thank you, Denise. You start moving. Don't slack off today. Come on, you got stuff to move.
I'm not. I'm so in it. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Denise Lockwood from Racine County Eye.